Now, here's your host, Tom Donahue, an investigative broadcaster and a man on a mission.
Welcome to a new edition of Tom Donahue Reports. Donald Trump is not electable. That was proved in 2020. No, the election wasn't stolen. Yes, there were lots of irregularities. Yes, the goalposts were extended, and we've talked about that. Let me just say this, okay? A poll just came out today, and it's actually quite a respectable poll, and I just want to share this with you to get you thinking about what my prognostications, my predictions have been. Generally pretty reliable, although not concrete at 100%. But this is New York Post, but it's also a poll that's being quoted by Fox News and others. And it's a university poll, Quinnipiac poll, where it says Biden holds a 6-point national lead over Trump, fueled by female voters, disgruntled female voters. He lost the white suburban women previously. And many of these women are much more deeply offended than I am by his tweets and his crass and crude behavior. The name-calling, the nicknames, the nonsense, you know, the attacks, the conflict, the chaos, the tumult, the turmoil that is just endless. He just cannot avoid a conflict. He cannot avoid a confrontation. It's just in his nature. It's in his DNA. But yeah, I mean, people can make those changes. He just chooses not to. So in this poll, it says that Nikki Haley could beat Biden. Trump cannot. And I know there's been some favorable polls recently for Trump over, you know, during this primary season. But that did not fool me. Remember, Hillary was supposed to beat Trump. So I don't trust most polls, but my gut, my instinct, my political savvy, if you will, has said all along that Trump is unelectable. You look at the MAGA base compared to the general electorate, and it's about a third of the population. Now, there's no guarantee, there's no lock that third will absolutely vote in lockstep for Trump. The likelihood is the majority, if not most, maybe even all, will. But I wouldn't count on it. And even if they do, where is Trump going to pick up new voters? The disgruntled, disenfranchised Biden voters? Not really. Not going to happen. Now, if someone was more independent-minded, more sensible, more strategic, and it was policy differences and not hatred for the person, the personality, the caricature, then I'd say, well, it's possible. I am telling you right now that regardless of the political issue, even if it's injurious to their health, they will not vote for Trump. They would rather not vote. Even if they vote against Biden, it could be an RFK Jr. It could be one of the other progressive leftists that might be a minor candidate. It could even be the Libertarian Party. But the majority of Dems stick together, unlike the GOP, the Republicans. And they do vote as a bloc generally. And it's hard to dislodge that bloc. Otherwise, changes in the political landscape, the odds are already stacked against the conservative, against the Republican, against a MAGA person, against a constitutionalist, against Christians, people of faith. So this poll, along with, you'll see other polls. Oh, and let me just say this. So additionally, there was a story talking about polling data from The Hill, and it says polls point to deep trouble for Trump if he gets convicted. Now, how many of you out there, raise your hands, think that Trump's not going to get convicted? Well, I think it's really an easy one if you're not in la-la land. You know, if you're not in the MAGA mindset that Trump can do no wrong, that Trump's going to be a miracle worker, he's a messiah, he's a savior, and he's going to wiggle his way out of this, he's the Teflon Don. Not this time, not so fast. In all likelihood, most of these cases he will be convicted. He has very little or no defense, and he's not going to find enough jurors that'll be empathetic and sympathetic. So all polls suggest that any criminal, not civil, criminal conviction, he's done. He's toast. Because there'll be enough swing in those votes that just in their own mindset or good conscience or whatever, they will not vote for a person that has a criminal conviction at this level. So if you look at the defection of the white women suburban voters, minorities in general, in high majority will not be voting for Trump. The disaffected Republicans, those Republicans that don't want to say publicly but privately are going to go into the ballot box and not vote for Trump. Is DeSantis electable? Yes, he is. Haley is too, but I wouldn't ever vote for a neocon. There are other conservatives out there that I think would have a shot too, but they chose to live in abject fear of Trump and not run against him. Again, we talked about that in the previous podcast or the previous program. Even if you were an incumbent, which you are not, candidates have the right to run against you. It's really not running against you as much as running for something. But if you want to look at it running against you, even Papa Bush, Bush 1, the senior, he never said that Buchanan didn't have the right to oppose him. Now, the Republican Party felt differently. But even King George, which was a apt name given to him by Pat Buchanan. And remember, Pat Buchanan led the first modern America First political campaign. Former President Reagan came up with the expression, the saying, make America great. The originality was never with Trump. We're now finding out that, well, those legal bills, a lot of that money has come from the donors, many of them MAGA donors, and also the RNC. They say Trump now is financially strapped, not only little or no liquidity with Trump Holdings, but these legal bills, he has doled out $50 million. And they say in his pack, he only has $5 million left. And he's got all these cases that are coming to the forefront and all these appeals. And I think there's going to come a point where people pull the plug and just say, we were sending money for you to get politically elected. We weren't sending you money to fight all these legal cases, these criminal and civil cases. Regardless of any polls that come out, even if this poll had not come to fruition, or even if this poll hadn't surfaced or had come out where I thought was actually fairly accurate and legitimate, I would not have changed my mind. No poll would change my mind because I truly believe, based on my political instincts and my political research, that Trump is not electable. And I'm not saying that he doesn't deserve your vote. Yeah, that's between you and Trump. It's not for me to say. I'm just going to continue based on my political prognosticating, my political commentary, my political insights. I'm just going to share those with you. And then, of course, I've always said it's up to you, the listener, up to you, the voter, to decide these things. These are your own private matters. Would I like to influence you? Of course. But I'm not here to persuade you. So I'm going to leave it on that note, but we'll delve deeper. Tom Donahue, Tom Donahue Reports. Have a great day.